Welcome back. This is attorney Mark Thompson, and this is the Paul Revere Show. Just before the break, I'd introduced you to Daryl Enriquez, who is actively campaigning for the county supervisor seat in District 19 here in Waukesha. We're talking about why immigrants move to the United States, why it's the land of real opportunity. You got to work for it. Daryl was telling us about his grandparents, the influence, one from Mexico, one from Hungary. And now we're going to just talk about how that background, his upbringing, got him into journalism and the First Amendment and, you know, as a writer, thinking about government, what does it mean? So how about sharing that part of your story with us, Daryl?
Sure. I can go back to when I was a junior at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and I was told I had to declare a major, and I had no idea what I wanted to do, like most college students. So I sat down with an advisor, a very scholarly-looking man with a tweed suit and a very nice beard and wire-rimmed glasses, and I told him I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. And he sat back and he looked at me and he said, "Well, Daryl, what do you like to do?" And I said, "Well, I like to meet people. I like to talk with people." And he goes, "Okay, what else?" I said, "Well, I like to write." He goes, "Really? So you like to write and meet people?" And he says, "Why?" I said, "Because I think I can get their message across." He goes, "Oh, okay. Did you ever think of journalism or mass communications?" I said, "No." He goes, "Well, why don't you give it a try?" So I went over to the dean's office in Mass Comm, and I signed up and never looked back. And I've carried my desire to help people and get their message out. Everything from a simple person who has an issue with the city government to folks who are being treated unjustly, who don't feel they're being heard. And I think I've accomplished that quite a bit. When I first started in journalism, I went to work for the Milwaukee Sentinel, which was the morning paper. And I would show up at night meetings where citizens would gather to complain about something to the government. And I was seen somewhat as their advocate. Now, that was a very thrilling experience. Of course, I had to write a balanced story. It couldn't be all about just them. But I felt I was doing something worthwhile, writing about the needs and concerns of everyday citizens. And I've kept that in the back of my mind at all the times, because in other countries you can't do that, like my grandfather said. So as I became more and more skilled as a writer, I became more of a storyteller and would present their stories and everyone's stories in more of a storyline to make it more interesting.
So as a storyteller, as a recorder of facts and events in our life, you were at the Waukesha Freeman, right?
Well, after I retired from the Journal Sentinel, I was looking for a gig, you know, to keep me busy. And I talked to Bill Yorth, and he instantly hired me as a stringer, a part-time writer.
I noticed that I checked out your webpage. You also noted that the Janesville Gazette you did some work for?
Yes, that was a very fun job. I was hired to run the Walworth County Bureau. The Janesville Gazette was trying to expand its circulation and its readership. So I worked out of Delavan. That's it, Delavan. I get that confused with Delafield. But Delavan, the birthplace of Scott Walker. And it was a wonderful town. It was a wonderful job. And I wrote a lot about the people of Walworth County, a lot of court news. I as a second profession, I am a court reporter, not one that takes court information, but I've sat through a lot of criminal trials, civil trials, even some probate. I've found that some probate stuff has been really interesting about, you know, the people who leave everything to their cats kind of stories.
So your experience in writing and telling stories, it was really, it's bigger than Milwaukee, it's bigger than Waukesha, it's a large part of Wisconsin. Meaning you have a lot of, you've seen a lot.
Yes, I have. My career began in daily journalism in the Abilene Reporter News, Abilene, Texas, which is in West Texas. It's right on the edge of the desert in wheat and cotton country, and that was a small town of about 120,000 people, but it was incredibly interesting. One of my jobs was to fly with the Air Force because there was a SAC base, a Strategic Air Command base in Abilene. So I would fly with the Air Force C-150s and report on the military. Among the many things that I did, that was one of my favorite jobs because I got to travel the country, and the pilots would let me fly the airplane, but what they did is they actually put on automatic pilot, and
nobody would let a reporter fly.
No, they're not anybody of any intelligence,
right, but not anybody with any competence. Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
In your experience in writing and telling stories about all parts of life, what are the lessons that you've gleaned in that, in terms of the role of speech and the First Amendment and politics? Because now you're talking about running,
right?
And people are going to be reporting about you. So
right.
Let's talk about what's that
value. I spent a couple semesters at the University of Wisconsin Waukesha teaching, and one of the things I would teach the students, or I would talk to the students about, the two things you need to be a good reporter is curiosity, unending curiosity. You can't accept what you're first told. You have to ask why. You have to drill down and get more and more details, because sometimes the people who talk to you don't even grasp the truth. I'm sure you know that as a lawyer. You need to use that skill. And the second is an appreciation for detail. Detail, detail, detail. And once you get those two things mastered, then the gathering of information becomes pretty easy. And it, to me, it leads to becoming a very clear-headed person when making judgments, when assessing situations. You don't get fooled very easily. And believe me, there's a lot of that where people try to gaslight you and paint an entirely different picture that's not part of reality. And I think that's what I bring to the county government. And I know that that's what its leadership is looking for. They're not looking for somebody who doesn't know a whole lot about life experience or about think intelligently, where you can see something for what it really is and ask intelligent questions to get more and better answers.
So here you are, retired from journalism. And 1 minute here, tell us why government on the other side of the next break, we'll talk about what is a county board. So why government? Go ahead, tell me. Got 30 seconds.
Because I think it's really important that government is properly run. It's difficult, but it's not that difficult. As long as you have talented and dedicated people who are concerned about taking care of residents and taxpayers, that's where their interest lies, not in being political extremists.
So good government for the people and by the people.
Yes, when you say that, it always reminds me of an episode in the Andy Griffith Show where Aunt B runs.
There you go. We'll be back on the other side.